Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 31, The Supreme Perfection, Part 7, Final Inquiries of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, my dear Ramananda, what is the highest standard of education? My Lord, the highest standard of education is knowledge of the science of Krishna. In the material world, the standard of education is sense gratification. But the highest standard of spiritual education is knowledge of the science of Krishna. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, it is stated, Harir Deha Vritam Atma Svayam Prakritir Ishvaraha Tat Pada Mulam Sharanam Yatak Kshemo Nirnam Iha. That work which pleases the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the highest work, and that science or knowledge which places one in full Krishna consciousness is the highest knowledge. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj, while instructing his childhood friends at school, also stated, Iti pung sarpita vishnau bhaktischin navalakshana Kriyeta Bhagavati Adha Tanmanye Jitam Uttamam. Hearing of the Lord, chanting, remembering, worshipping, praying, serving, making friends with Krishna, and offering everything to Krishna constitutes the highest spiritual knowledge. And my dear Ramananda, what is the greatest reputation that one can have? My Lord, that person, reputed to be Krishna conscious, should be considered the most famous man in the world. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 31, The Supreme Perfection, Part 7, Final Inquiries of Lord Chaitanya. Recorded September 30, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 32, Conclusion, Part 1. So one who is famous as a Krishna-conscious man or woman thus enjoys eternal fame. In the material world, everyone is striving for three things. He or she wants one's name to be perpetuated. He or she wants one's fame to be broadcast all over the world. And he or she wants some profit from one's material activities. But no one knows that all this material name, fame, and profit belong to the temporary material body, and that as soon as the body is finished, then all name, fame, and profit are finished also. For it is only due to ignorance that everyone is striving after name, fame, and profit, which are connected with the temporary body. And so it is deplorable to become famous on the basis of the temporary body, or to become known as a man of spiritually developed consciousness without knowing the Supreme Spirit, Vishnu. So real fame can only be had if one attains Krishna consciousness. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 12 authorities, and they are all famous because they were all great devotees of the Lord. Swayambhur Narada Shambhu, Kumara Kapilo Manu, Prahlado Janako Bhishmo, Balir Vyasakir Vayam, Dwadashaite Vijanimo, Dharmang Bhagavatang Bhata, Guhyang Vishuddhang Durbodhang, Yang Yatvamritam Ashnute. These 12 authorities are Lord Brahma, Narada Muni, Lord Shiva, Manu, Lord Kapila, Prahlad, Janaka, Bhishma, Shukadeva Goswami, Bali Maharaj, Yamaraj, and the four Kumaras. These 12 personalities are still remembered because they were all great stalwart devotees of the Lord. Kalau Bhagavatam Nama Durlabhang Naiva Labjate Brahma Rudra Padot Krishtam Guruna Kathitam Mama. In the Garuda Purana it is said that it is more rare to be a famous devotee of the Supreme Lord in this age of Kali than it is to be a demigod such as Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva. And concerning talks between Narada Muni and Pundarika, Yudhisthira Maharaj once said, Janmantara sahasreshu yasyasyad buddhir idrashi dasohang vasudevasya sarvau lokan samudharet. One is most famous and can deliver all others who, after many, many births, comes to understand that he or she is the servant of Lord Vasudeva. Similarly, in Bhagavad Gita chapter 7, Krishna tells Arjuna, Bahunam janmanam ante, jnanavan mang prapadyate, Vasudeva sarvam iti, sa mahatma sadurlabha. My dear Arjuna, after many births and deaths, one who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, Krishna, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. In the Adi Purana it is said, Bhaktanam anugachanti muktaya shrutibhi saha. Liberation and transcendental life follow all the devotees of God. In the Brihannaradiya Purana, it is stated, Adyapi cha muni shreshta, brahmadya api devata. Even personalities like Lord Brahma and other demigods do not know the value of a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Garuda Purana points out, Brahmananang sahasrebhya, Satra Yaji Vishishyate, Satra Yaji Sahasrebhya, Sarva Vedanta Paragaha, Sarva Vedanta Vitkokya, Vishnu Bhakto Vishishyate, Vaishnavanam Sahasrebhya, Ekanti Eko Vishishyate. Out of many thousands of Brahmanas, one may be expert in performing sacrifices, and out of thousands of such expert Brahmanas, one Brahmana may be expert in the knowledge of Vedanta Sutra. And out of many, many thousands of such Vedantas, there may be one person who is famous as a devotee of Lord Vishnu. And so there are many devotees of Vishnu, and out of them, one who is unflinching in devotion is eligible to enter into the kingdom of God. In Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, it is also stated, Srutasya pungsang suchira shramasya nanu anjasa suribhir iditaha artaha tattad gunashravanam mukunda padaravindam hridayeshu yesham. There are many students of the Vedas, but one who is always thinking of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within one's heart is the best student of all. In the Narayana Vyuhastava prayers, it is said, Nahang brahmapi bhuyasam tvad bhakti rahato hare twayi bhaktastu kitah api bhuyasam janma janmasu. If even the great Lord Brahma is not a devotee of the Lord, then he is most insignificant. Whereas, even if a microbe is a devotee of the Lord, it is most famous. Lord Chaitanya next asked Ramananda Roy, So, what is the most valuable thing in this world? Ramananda replied, that one who has love for Radha and Krishna possesses the most valuable jewel and the greatest of riches. But one who is addicted to material sense gratification or material wealth is not really considered to be wealthy. When one comes to the spiritual platform of Krishna consciousness, then he or she can understand that there are no riches more valuable than love of Radha Krishna. It is recorded in Srimad Bhagavatam that Maharaj Dhruva sought out the Supreme Lord because Dhruva wanted to get some land. But when Dhruva finally saw Krishna, he said, Swamin Kritartha Asmi Varang Nayache. O my Lord, I am so pleased. I do not want anything. And in Bhagavad Gita, it is also stated, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Na Shochati Na Kangshati Samak Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktin Labhate Param. If one takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or is elevated to the supreme state of love of Godhead, then he or she has nothing more to aspire to. Although such devotees can attain whatever they desire from the Lord, they do not ask anything from Krishna. And when Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Roy what is considered to be the most painful existence, Ramananda replied that separation from a pure devotee constitutes the most painful existence. In other words, when there is no devotee of the Lord present, there is great suffering in society, and association with other people becomes painful. In the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is thus stated, Sanda Yamana Sarvanga Esham Udvahanadhina Karoti Aviratam Mudho Duritani Durashayah. Lord Kapila points out that if one who is bereft of the association of a pure devotee tries to become happy through society, friendship and love, but is devoid of Krishna consciousness, then he or she is to be considered in the most distressed condition. We see in the fifth canto of Brihad Bhagavatamrita that it is stated, the association of a pure devotee is more desirable than life itself, and that in separation from such a pure devotee, one cannot even pass a second happily. Lord Chaitanya then asked Ramananda Roy, so out of many so-called liberated souls, who is actually liberated? Ramananda Roy replied that one who is actually completely saturated with the devotional love for Radha and Krishna is to be considered the best of all liberated persons. It is stated in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prayo mumukshavastesham kechanaiva dvijotama mumukshunang sahasreshu kaschin mutyeta siddhyati. The devotee of Lord Narayana is so rare that one can only find such a devotee out of millions and millions of people. And my dear Ramananda, out of all songs, what song do you think is the best of all? My Lord, any song which describes the pastimes of Radha and Krishna is the best song. In conditional life, the soul is captivated by sex. All fiction, dramas and novels and material songs describe love between men and women. And since people are so attracted to this kind of literature, Krishna thus appeared in this material world and displayed his transcendental loving affairs with the gopis. And there is an immense literature dealing with the transactions between the gopis and Krishna. And anyone who takes shelter of this literature or of the stories about Radha and Krishna can enjoy actual happiness. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Anugrahaya bhaktanam manusham deham ashrita bhajate tadrishi krida ya shrutva tat paro bhavet. Lord Sri Krishna displayed his pastimes in Vrindavan in order to reveal his actual life, and any intelligent person who tries to understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna is most fortunate. Therefore, the songs that tell of those pastimes are the greatest songs in the world. Lord Chaitanya then inquired, So, what is the most profitable thing in this world? What is the essence of all auspicious events? My Lord, there is nothing as profitable as the association of pure devotees. And so, Ramananda, what do you recommend that a person think of? My Lord, one should always think of the pastimes of Krishna. That is called Krishna consciousness. For Krishna has multiple activities, and they are described in many Vedic scriptures. So one should always think of those pastimes. That is the best meditation and the highest ecstasy. In the 2nd canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami confirms, Tasmat sarvatmana rajan, hari sarvatra sarvada, srotavyak kirtitavyascha, smartavyo bhagavan rinam. One should always think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not only think of Him, but one should also hear and chant His name, fame, and glories. And my dear Ramananda, what is the best type of meditation? My Lord, one who always meditates on the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna is the best meditator. This is also confirmed in the 1st canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tasmad ekena manasa bhagavan satvatam pati srotavya kirtitavyascha jaya pujascha nityada. It is the Supreme Personality of Godhead alone who is master of all devotees, whose name one should always chant, and who should always be meditated upon and worshipped regularly. And my dear Ramananda, where should a person live, giving up all other pleasures? Ramananda replied that one should give up all other pleasures and simply live in Vrindavan, where Lord Krishna had so many pastimes. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Uddhava says, Asam aho charana renu jusham ahang syang Vrindavane kim api gulma latau shathinam ya dushyajam swajanam arya pafang chahitva bhejur mukunda padavin shruti bir vimrigyam. And so it is best to live in Vrindavan, even if one has to live as a plant or creeper. For it was in Vrindavan that the Supreme Lord lived, and it was there that the gopis worshipped the Supreme Lord, who is the ultimate goal of all Vedic knowledge. And also, my dear Ramananda, what is the best subject to hear about? My Lord, of course, it is the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Actually, when the pastimes of Radha and Krishna are heard from the right source, then one at once attains liberation. Unfortunately, it sometimes happens that people do not hear of these pastimes from a person who is a realized soul. Thus, people are sometimes misguided. As it is stated in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vikriditam Rajabadubir Idam Chavishno Sradhandata Anu Srinuyad Atha Varna Yegya Bhaktim Parang Bhagavati Pati Labja Kamang Hrid Rogam Ashu Appa Hinoti Achirena Dhira. One who hears of the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis will attain the highest platform of devotional service and will also be freed from material lust which overwhelms everyone's heart within this material world. In other words, by hearing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, one can get rid of all material lust. But if one does not become freed from material lust in this way, then he or she should not indulge in hearing of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. For unless one hears from the right source, then he or she will misinterpret the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, considering them to be ordinary affairs between a man and a woman. In this way, one may be misguided. So now, my dear Ramananda, who is the most worshipable deity? Ramananda Roy immediately replied that the transcendental couple, Sri Radha and Sri Krishna, is the ultimate object of worship. For there are many worshipable objects. The impersonalists worship the Brahmajyoti, for instance. But by worshipping objects other than Radha and Krishna, one becomes bereft of life's symptoms and becomes just like a tree or other non-moving entity. And those who worship the so-called void also attain such results. And those who are after material enjoyment, bhukti, worship demigods and achieve their planets, thus enjoying material happiness. Lord Chaitanya next inquired about those who are after material happiness and liberation from material bondage. He wanted to know, where do they ultimately go? And Ramananda Roy replied that ultimately some turn into trees while others attain the heavenly planets where they enjoy material happiness. Ramananda Roy went on to say that those who have no taste for Krishna consciousness or spiritual life are just like crows who take pleasure in eating the bitter nimba fruit, whereas it is the poetic cuckoo that eats the seeds of the mango. The unfortunate transcendentalists simply speculate on dry philosophy, whereas the transcendentalists who are in love with Radha and Krishna enjoy fruit just like the cuckoo. Thus, those who are devotees of Radha and Krishna are most fortunate. The bitter nimba fruit is not at all eatable. It is simply full of dry speculation and is only fit for crow-like philosophers. However, mango seeds are very relishable, and those in the devotional service of Radha and Krishna enjoy them. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 32, Conclusion, Part 1. Recorded September 30, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.